Wasn't that incredible to have so many amazing people in, I was going to say a small space, but it was a big space because we have to be all distant from each other. But it was just so amazing to see all those folks that put in so many hours and so much effort and be able to give them some well-deserved recognition.
$10,000.
Amazing.
And it's only been running really for a short time. So that's an amazing accomplishment. Tell us what you're going to be using some of that money for.
Yeah. So we have been doing mental health promotion and basically prevention for, I think it was, I added it up, it was 18 and a half years now. And what that means is we go into the schools or into daycares or into summer camps, and we take puppets to talk to kids about mental health, about the four rules to good mental health and who the helpers are. And that is not funded by the government. And not to say that that's bad that they don't do that, but government funding tends to go for direct service. You know, they'll provide the counseling and the help that folks need after. But there's no kind of pathway for prevention. And so we have to rely on our community for prevention programs. And so we are ever, ever so grateful to groups like the Knights of Columbus and Bayshore Broadcasting when it all comes together.
We're with Jackie Ralph from the Canadian Mental Health Association. Is there a primary project that you undertake to prevent or to keep mental health on the up and up?
Yes. So that is a great question, Fred, because funny enough...
I didn't phrase it very well.
You did a great job. So, we always break it down to the what we call the four rules to good mental health, because it all comes into kind of checking in with how you feel. And whether we're using the puppets to talk to a grade one student, or whether we're in a high school classroom talking to them, or whether we're on a senior center without walls call, the conversation's always the same, because mental health looks the same, regardless of age. And so that is always our primary focus. What does good mental health look like? What does it look like if I'm not experiencing that? And then who are the helpers in my community? That's what every presentation comes down to.
With the COVID pandemic and the kids not being able to go to school, have you seen an increase in some of the problems with some of the children?
Oh, yeah. If you were to have somebody from, you know, like Keystone on your show, they would tell you the numbers have definitely gone up. But what they're seeing, too, is definitely more complex, where there's more than just one thing going on, and that sometimes makes it trickier then to connect to the right help at the right time.
Yeah, stressful for everybody.
Yep, you got it. And I know the stats that came out of CMHA National, we're part of a national and provincial organization. They did some surveying last May and December, and then this past May, and definitely the numbers are going the wrong way. People's mental health has gotten worse over the 15 months of lockdown, not better. And so that's when we know that, we try and get our message out further. And so we were on your sister station, Mix 106, this year, every Wednesday. What is it with Wednesdays? Wednesdays are awesome. I love Wednesdays. And we were talking every morning and giving a little tip or tidbit about how to protect and look after your mental health during this time.
Right.
Well, we're looking forward to Bingo to begin with, and continued success with your initiatives, Jackie.
Thank you so much for all you do.